Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310, that's News with Amos. She has been called one of the most... Oh, you really went Wall Street. She's better than Trump. Because she doesn't go bankrupt. She keeps deals. She's about real business. Fortune magazine calls her the most powerful black executive in corporate America. She's on the Black Enterprise says she's one of the top 75 African Americans on Wall Street. The president named her chair of the National Women's Business Council. Her name is Carla Harris. She was in town yesterday and today for Indiana Black Expo's business conference. We sat down with her yesterday in an exclusive interview.
You know, it's always enjoyable to meet new people when it is time for Indiana Black Expo. And I have a lady that if I just read everything in her bio, we would be here all night. Her most important thing, she is vice chairwoman, global wealth management, managing director, and senior client advisor for Morgan Stanley. That means she is the bomb on Wall Street and in finance. Fortune magazine says she is the most powerful black executive in corporate America. Black Enterprise says she's one of the top 75 African Americans on Wall Street. The President of the United States appointed her as chair of the National Women's Business Council. She also sings gospel music and she has best-selling books, and she's been here at Indiana Black Expo helping to educate minority business people to be better minority business and business folks. Her name is Sister Carla Harris, and she joins me live. It's an honor, ma'am.
Thank you, Amos. It's an honor for me.
Let me first ask you, because you're right there on Wall Street with the economy. How's the economy doing?
I tell you, Amos, I'm very bullish about this economy, and you can see it for months in the data that has been released about job creation, where we are in the unemployment rate, how companies are doing quarter to quarter. And for the last few quarters, most companies have exceeded street expectations more often than not. And obviously, you can see the amount of pent-up cash that are on corporate balance sheets, that are in private equity coffers, and a low interest rate environment, all which feed to a more robust equity market environment. So, frankly, I'm pretty bullish about this market.
So if you're bullish about the market, if Morgan Stanley's feeling good, if Carla Harris is feeling good, what's the outlook for minority businesses? Because a lot of minority businesses, whether they're African-American or Hispanic, they've had a rough time in the Great Recession.
Yes, no question about it. Small businesses have certainly had challenges throughout this recession. But again, Amos, I think this is a bit of a perfect storm, especially for women-owned and minority-owned businesses. Because again, number one, you have record low interest rates, which we've not seen in our lifetime. Number two, there's a lot of cash that are looking for good opportunities. And thirdly, there is innovation around access to capital like we have never seen before, whether you think about what's happening in the crowdfunding space, whether you think about what's happening as new accelerators and incubators are being developed and formed. So, again, I'm pretty bullish about the opportunities that are out there if you're an entrepreneur. It's really about spending a little time looking at the various sources of capital that are available today.
As we're recording this, I know you're going to be meeting with a reception with a bunch of local minority business leaders. What kind of message will you be sending them tonight?
It was a very similar message about the access to capital. And there are three other things that I talked about. Okay. The power of relationships, because as a small business owner, you can never have the kind of marketing reach that a large organization could have. But you can aggressively use your network to spread your message and to give you access to other relationships that lead to business. But sometimes you got to exercise your power to ask. And oftentimes I find that we don't leverage those relationships and make the business ask for fear of, you know, I don't want to infringe on a personal relationship, or I don't want someone to think that I want something. Well, yeah, you do want something. You want business. Use your power to make the ask. That relationship currency is very important. So I spent time talking a little bit about the difference between performance currency and relationship currency, which relationship currency is the more valuable of the two, especially if you're an entrepreneur.
I know that there are a lot of people on Wall Street, they have a hobby that takes kind of that Monday through Friday Wall Street pressure off of them. Is the singing your hobby? Because you are an accomplished gospel singer, you've been at Carnegie Hall, you've had albums. How does somebody that's on the street that CNBC puts on the TV be also a gospel singer?
You absolutely can do it, Amos. And I would say that it's more of a passion than it is a hobby. And it's something that gives me such joy to be able to spread his word through music and song and to get other people inspired and happy and motivated. So it's something that I do regularly. I sing in the St. Charles Borromeo Choir 3 times a month when we sing. And as often as I can, I'll do the Carnegie Hall concert. I've done 4 sold-out concerts at Carnegie Hall heretofore.
I can remember growing up, and maybe not growing up when I was younger, watching Wall Street Week with the late, great Louis Rukeyser, and he always had an African-American that occasionally would help with one of those panels, and that's when I first learned, yes, there's a few of us on Wall Street. Obviously, in the position that you have, there's a lot more persons, men and women of color on Wall Street. Is that true? And how come we don't see as much of them on the CNBCs and whenever the economy is being talked about?
Well, I'll tell you, I actually have seen more because I think Comcast NBC Universal has been doing a good job trying to get different faces on CNBC and MSNBC. So I'm actually encouraged by it, Amos, far more than I saw, let's say, 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. So I think that you will start to see more and more faces. And people are more visible now than they used to be. Now, there's still a lot of work to do, no question, in getting more folks of color on the street, but we are a long way from where we were when I started in 1987.
What is the National Women's Business Council? What is the president having you doing?
Yes, the National Women's Business Council is a group of 15 women that are focused on being a consultative body to the White House, the SBA, and to the Congress around issues as they relate to women entrepreneurs. There are 4 things that we have defined that we are focused on during my tenure. 1, exact access to capital, as per our earlier conversation. 2, access to markets, that's both federal procurement as well as export markets. 3, access to jobs, and that's really about scaling your business and changing the conversation from women-owned to women-led. And lastly, data. Because obviously data is one of the things that drives change, and we're all using stale data at this point. So we're really focused on trying to get the latest and greatest data in the marketplace.
If there are people probably listening right now that have a dream, that have an idea, that want to be an entrepreneur, that want to be out there on their own and have their own business, that have that part of the American dream, if you could give them 1 or 2 pieces of advice from somebody that's a vice chair dealing with global wealth management and all those, you have more titles than I do. What would be advice that you would give to those brothers and sisters that are listening right now?
I would say use your network aggressively. Start talking to people about your idea and get other people's input around your idea. The other thing that I would say is to start amassing your own capital, because there's nothing more compelling about an entrepreneurial opportunity than someone who's put their more than their sweat equity, but their capital at risk for the business, because that's a compelling thing for a prospective investor. They're willing to put their money behind yours, but if you have no money at risk, it's not as compelling of a conversation.
She is Carla Harris, Vice Chair, Global Wealth Management, Managing Director, and all-around top person at Morgan Stanley. If you want to know more about her day business, you go to morganstanley.com. But if you want to know about the author, the singer, you go to carlaspearls.com, and you can find out more about this accomplished female executive, sister, businesswoman, out Oprahing Oprah. Well, or at least that's who Oprah calls the investor money. Maybe that's the best way to say it. Carla Harris, welcome to Indiana Black Expo. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the program. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Amos. It's been my honor and privilege. Thank you so much for the time.
Powerful sister on Wall Street. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos.